Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured.
We thank you, oh gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west, God. But we know that this place is not our home, God. We know that this is just a temporary holdover, and that you have prepared for those of us that are living according to your command, a mansion up in glory. And Father God, we're coming as pilgrims through this barren land. And Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the parts of their sins. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls, Father God. But we know we have encountered a catastrophe around the globe, God. Many lives have been lost, hallelujah, on today. Tens and thousands of people have perished. But God, we just look into you, God, who is, hallelujah, our Redeemer and our Lord. And we know that without you, we're nothing, but with you, we're everything. And Father God, we look to you. We look to the hills which cometh our help. And we know that our help cometh from you that made the heavens and the earth. And Father God, I just thank you, hallelujah, for giving me this opportunity, giving me this podium, God, where I'm able to tell the world about the goodness of Jesus Christ. Tell them how you can save them. Tell them how you can deliver them from whatever have them bound, God. Tell them that you love them. There's somebody out there tonight that don't know that you love them. They have been given up through their families and friends, and they're just all alone, God. But we'll know we found you to be a mother, God. We found you to be a father. We find you to be a sister. We find you to be a brother, God. We find you to be a doctor and a lawyer. We find you to be everything, God, that we need you to be. And Father God, we want you to look down on this earth, God, with your great, big, old, gigantic hands, God, and touch this world, God. Heal your land, Father God, as only you can do, Father God. We will be so mindful, Father God, to give your name the glory and all the honor and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we all as pilgrims of Jesus Christ in unity shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank you, as I first stated, once again, for tuning in on tonight. You just don't know how that just make my heart just smile inside out. And I just thank God, because, you know, we need each other. As you can see in this society, no one lives to him or herself, and no one dies to him or herself. But we have to have somebody when we leave this life. We have to have somebody to dress us. We have to have somebody to fix our hair. We have to have somebody to powder our nose and put our makeup on. And we have to have somebody to put us in the coffin. Then we have to have somebody to lower us down in the grave. We have to have somebody before we go in the grave to give a sermon over our lives, what we have done on earth. And so that let us know that we are not alone and we are not of our own. We need each other. I need you and you need me. And I will always need you. There will never ever be a time in my life that I will never need you. And there will never be a time in your life that you won't need me. And when you need me, I will be there. I will be there. According to God's riches and glory, I will be there. We are one helpers to another. And I just thank God for putting you into my life. I just thank God for you and you and you. All my beautiful, hallelujah, just dedicated podcast listeners, my friends, my kinship, my extended family members, my supporters, my followers, and all of you that helped to make the old ship of Zion what it is today. And I just thank you, and I know that I don't have much time, and I'm going to try to get as much in as God allows. But I just had to, you know, bring notice to the lives that has been lost overseas, and I just want us to be mindful of them and keep them in our prayers as we go down in prayer tonight. Before you go to bed, keep them before the Lord, please. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go right on into our program. I'm going to turn this down a little bit because I want you to hear less of them and more of me. And our sermon on tonight, hallelujah, is following instructions. And we're going to give a quick account of how that when you have something that happens that soon when the person file a lawsuit or whatever, then you know that the law sometimes will change. So I just want to give a little testimony of a story about a woman, hallelujah, that sued a fast food restaurant for being burned by coffee. So the company started changing their manual and warning labels. And then these are some of the guidelines that they implemented. One was check out these instructions, and it says that on a frozen dinner, defrost before eating. On an iron, it says caution, do not iron clothes on body. On a peanut butter jar, it read may contain peanuts. On a milk bottle cap, after opening, keep upright. So we know that they set those guidelines in order for the patron to follow those guidelines that was implemented for the consumer. So we know that if we as a people, I know all of us, it's not going to be probably a time where everybody's going to be on one accord and agree, you know, to stipulations that in law, because you're always going to find somebody that's driving. It says do not drive without a license. So you're going to find somebody that's going to be disobedient. You're going to find somebody that's going to be out driving without driver license. You're going to have somebody that says do not drink and get behind a car so they don't want you operating the machinery under the influence of alcohol beverages, but yet we continue to drink and drive and kill and destroy lives every year. Not only every year, but every day somewhere in this world there is being a life taken because of a drunk driver. But I know that if some people these guidelines on household items, how much more we need God's direction for what he is trying to tell us. And we read in the law of Psalms 119, and it tells us of the importance of his instruction manual. Hallelujah. And we know that God wants us to believe. Hallelujah. And God wants us to be, and God wants us to do. God wants us to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. That's found in the law of Acts 16 and 31. God also instructs us to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving, and even as God has forgiven you and I. Now we go in the law of Ephesians 4 and 32. God says to go into the world, and I have been really hitting on this hard for the last two or three programs. God said to go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's found in the law of Mark 16 and 15. So you can ask the Lord to teach you his statutes, you that don't know God's statutes. You can ask God to teach you his statutes and direct your steps according to his word. And then you will be able to follow God's instructions, because that's what we're talking about. That's a sermon tonight, is following instructions. Hallelujah. And so we know that in this life, life is what happened to us while we are making other plans. Our lives are subject to detour and corrections that we never expected or imagined. And you know, I was saying on last evening about my itinerary, how that I have my own daily itinerary, and then God has his itinerary that he has set out for me. So a lot of times my plans fail to come through because God has his own set of plans for my life on that particular day. So we know that Abraham and Sarah could testify to that, because they were planning for retirement when life happened to them. And God adjusted their agenda. He told Abraham to get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. And that's found in the law of Genesis 12:1. So this old couple packed up just like the Beverly Hillbillies. They packed up their tents and headed out to God's place. Who know where? We don't know. And they didn't know. And we know that that happened to Sarah and Abraham because God gave them marching orders without a map. They needed only enough faith to begin their journey, and they headed out to unknown territories and unimagined adventures. We find out that God never told them he would turn them every which way but loose, but before fulfilling his promise. But who becomes a great nation, make your plans, but write them on paper, not in concrete. Because God and life have a way of intruding and leading you on a journey that you might not have anticipated in your wildest dreams. So what we need to do is to ask God to instruct us on what he would have us to do. Read his word, and we can know how that we can live according to his instructions. If we read his word, we won't have any problem in following God's instructions, because he left us instruction manual, and that is the B-I-B-L-E. And we also know that the Lord led the children of Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. That's in the law of Exodus 13:21. And it's where a significant parallel between this cloud in the wilderness and the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. We know that Pete points out that just as the cloud was a gracious gift to the Israelites, so the Holy Spirit is a gift to the trusting child of God. Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. That's found in the law of John 14:16. The pillar of cloud was provided to guide the children of Israel. So too the Holy Spirit leads the Christians. Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Even as the cloud remained with Israel in the wilderness, so Jesus promised that the Father would send the Spirit who would abide with the believer forever. Think of it, God himself dwells within our hearts. We who know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord are temples of his Holy Spirit. That's in the law of 1 Corinthians 6:19. When we are led by the Spirit, our lives will be characterized by love, by joy, by peace, hallelujah, and self-control. We know in the law of Galatians 5:16-22, we will be effective witnesses for Christ as we travel through the wilderness of this world. Hallelujah. And so we know that, we know that the Lord longs to lead his children in a much different way. He said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eyes. Just a glance from the Lord is enough to keep an obedient, cooperative Christian on the right trail. It takes a bit and a bridle to direct a stubborn mule. And I want to ask you, which will it be for you today? We need God's guidance from above, his daily leading, and his love. And as we trust him for directions to our course, he'll give corrections. To avoid going wrong, follow God's leading. Hallelujah. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your mind and impact your spirit as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. This station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. You are encouraged to send your correspondence. Attention, Senior Pastor Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again, you are encouraged to go with God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
No more.